Thank you. Okay. Where's the glasses? Is that recording? Give me a second there, Joe. I gotta grab my glasses.
Well, he's going to get his glasses. He's off to go hide somewhere. In fact, nobody's here.
All right. Well, there's hardly anybody here now. So.
Yeah, nobody is worse than
well, that. Look, I'm
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay, I'm back. No, I just need it for the second on this thing.
Yeah.
So. Okay, it's recording.
That was a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so my little Gaelic greeting, Tiba de Ho, I think it means good day.
Sounds great.
Yeah, good. Okay. First, I'd like to acknowledge that our forefathers and native people here were both sharing this land, and they were pretty blessed. The Rice Lake is beautiful, and Mother Nature has been good in the Cold Springs area. We're talking about the water that is here, and
you mean the drinking water.
The drinking water, we thank our forefathers and the native people that got together and seemed to have operated pretty good. I don't want to spend too much time on that, but do acknowledge there's a Rice Lake's pretty close to us, and things are peaceful in this town from what I can see. And thank you everyone for coming to this year's reunion. Merci. That was great to see some new faces as well. Cousin Sue and Mark hadn't seen in quite a while, and Ann and Bill and Al all together. Of course, they weren't able to make it with Aunt Libs's illness last time, and Margaret Wilmot coming in was a close call. She was at the other town, Hamilton Town Hall. It was the town municipal building, and the young lad with them said, "We've come all this way from Carlton Place, and we're going to persevere," and they did. So good on the young generation.
Yeah.
And I think we'll be seeing them back again. Now, when is again? That was one of the issues. A lot of people bouncing that around. The town hall has a bit of a rental fee to it. If we do go every year, we might want to start thinking of using the farm as well. If it's inclement weather, we can go in there. I kind of talk about that in the minutes. So not just almost on my preamble. It was kind of talk about it in the web page. Just trying to give us something else to focus on. That there might be a bursary that we work on. I don't even know what the definition of a bursary is, and I sometimes hear these words in my office, but they're big words. And the scholarship, there is a Davidson scholarship on the website. But it's a big institution. So maybe we just gather money and forward it to them and say we are also Davidsons, and
yeah.
You can do more with our small resources all funneling into the big.
Maybe
big group.
Something local we could do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Get into the little high school here or something.
Or local grade schools that they graduate in. A monetary gift for somebody that does something special in grade school would be.
Cameron School.
Yes.
Idea.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yes.
And.
Or an environmental project in
yes.
the area.
Yes.
Okay. And oh yeah, I want to thank Denise for helping more than helping.
Thank
she,
you, Denise.
She was my
Yay.
Yeah.
The second
right
time around, it's not that bad.
Yeah, sure.
We're almost convinced.
We're almost. So
I'm here the third time, tedious.
Kaid Mil Fet, 100,000 welcomes. That's the Antigonish part. So welcome to the business meeting, and the minutes are printed, but I'll highlight them. I have the dates wrong. And,
excuse me, there's paragraph Wiley has one L.
Yeah, I did it from, okay, thank you. Correct that throughout, yeah. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
On that one spelling of it over, the one who is going to Saskatchewan, he used the,
he changed
it to
Y. W-Y-L-I-E, himself, nobody knows why. I guess because there are too many other young Wiley men. Really, there were.
Literally.
Yeah, actually.
Yeah.
Took on a nerve.
People are extreme models.
Yeah. So I just wanted to stand out and crash.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we rushed the business meeting the last time. Today's agenda, which was, Anna Jean's got one in front of her, we'll never achieve that. That was a future planning meeting, and would take a school teacher and a lot of resources to award stars and do some group thinking and all the, I mean, I've got my real food co-op little thing, but I didn't make enough copies for everyone to really sit down and sort of look at the action words. So we'll kind of carry on just having, what I was proud of everybody today was that fact everyone was socializing so nicely. There was a lot more chat. We didn't have the big rush on the go that we had last time, so a lot more chit-chat going, and that was, I think that was a success that way. And there was still a lot of work in the kitchen, but people were able to socialize a bit more than any other times. Everyone feel that was the way it went? It was pretty good.
Very sociable.
Very sociable. Mm-hmm. That's it, Ella. Thanks. Yeah. And I talked about some of the things that happened the last time, where we had door receipts that were pretty good. This time we're just going to put it all towards the cemetery fund. Denise and me had a little chat on that. Maybe we'll, with a bigger committee or something, we can truly get all the costs and figure RSVPs. We actually got the numbers pretty well. I thought we'd have between 35 and, I didn't think we'd get 60, but I thought 35, 50. So we got about 40 chairs all filled, and the six other kids, so 46. Numbers were pretty good. And we'll all go to Ella's birthday coming up next week, and Margot's got one just after, so keep it up. Just Margot's the Wilmot.
Oh, the one that passed the same.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. One had the photo of the painting.
What painting?
Mural.
Oh, this mural. Yeah.
No, I was thinking of the painting of one of the great grandmothers,
yeah,
or the great great grandmothers.
Oh, there's an actual painting.
The painting. They may have taken it back with them.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Cousin Anne had a recollection of that. And it surfaced for a while today. That was, it was kind of an elegant painting, actually. Yeah.
Well done.
It was well done, indeed. And, of course, Anna Jean was in by train, and she was the only...
No, I came with Anne and Nora.
Oh, but previous one.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, on her minutes. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and you had to meet me at the station, which I thought was in the country. We drove by. Yes, she and it's back in town. It just looks so good in the country when you get
when
off
you
a train.
When you fall into it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's how Denise and me came in this time, although that wasn't a planned thing.
Yeah.
And we should do horses
next
time.
Came in by train?
Yeah. We came in by train, yeah, because the throttle broke on the car on our way over. So I had to jury rig a bit of a throttle thing, but the guys from Canadian Tire said I wouldn't go to Coburg with that. And but then there was almost going, and Denise saying, "No, I'm not going with you if you're going on the
401."
So yeah, so we didn't do that. We're glad to make it all in one piece, and I'll learn how to do throttles on cars there for next time. No, it's all electronic. The new generation of cars, electronic, and. Oh, Eleanor and Anna Jean spoke about the family trek, and Anna Jean made humble supplications for pictures and biographies, and we all responded better than I did. Anna Jean is still waiting for me. But maybe there's a group photo that you can crop everybody's photos from today, and you'll have
photos. I had pictures that I'd taken at some other things, is what I used at that. No, Nora was going to email me some things that he's taken.
Yeah.
Or you can send.
And, of course, Aunt Libs was unable to attend. She was turned out on her deathbed. So she made phone calls and tried to make her a presence in that way and feel as much as she could. I don't know if this would be neat. This place had a cell phone connection. It's hard to get any cell phones going here.
Yeah, no service.
So maybe we could donate something to the landline fund here.
Only if we're coming back here.
Yeah. And the memorial list there, I've got to flesh that out a bit more. We're gonna work on that with Anna Jean. She's got the extensive list here today.
Where's Ellen and Ann? I don't know.
Yeah, they might be doing something with Cousin Sue. They always did. Hey? They've got to work on, working on seeing each other a bit, I guess. But we will honor those names in a second, yeah. I don't think they're here just yet. Oh yeah, and then I asked this famous question in two ways. When should we have the next meeting? And half the room said in 1 year, and I said, what about if we have it in 2 years? And half the room said 2 years would be good too. And then lethargy sat in, and I didn't do anything in 2008.
That's what was passed up at the last one in Adley, to be every 3 years at Colbert.
At Colbert.
What worked out according to that?
Well, there you are. You know, that's good, yeah. That's cheating. Yeah, because so do we go every 3 years? A lot of people saying with the generation, the older generation, it might be good to do it. Not going every 3 years, but a little faster. I don't know what the word is on the table here.
I'll make a motion that we have it at least every one, if not at least every second year, if not every year.
At least every second year, if not every year. Okay.
I was going to say we have it at the farm, but I'll leave that part up to other people. Where you would just bring like cold cuts and sandwiches, mm-hmm. And there'd be no one would have to wear their
own. And we want our own plates and forks.
Yeah, and everybody bring their own chair, their own plate, their own own cutlery.
Yeah.
I did today because I couldn't remember.
Well, that's because it's been 3 years.
Yeah, a lot of places we do. We take our own things of plate or whatever.
Yeah.
And our cutlery and but we have it at a park sometimes too, so we forgot about that. It saves a lot of work.
I've seen a Willis sign for a reunion a couple of years back, and it just looked like it might be towards one of their houses. It was I didn't happen to go there. So,
I would think everyone that has Davidson blood flowing in their system, mm-hmm. would know where the farm is.
Yeah.
So. I would think that's something that the people that look after the farm need to
They're not here right now.
Lots of cars, lots of cars.
I'm thinking about washrooms and water and things like that.
Yeah.
So I don't think that we as this group should make the decision. It should be there.
So we'll leave the venue open. We'll mention the venue. We won't say it's going to be at the farm.
Okay.
So is there a discussion? We've had a motion.
Only after an official invitation from whoever maintains the. Whoever maintains the.
Add a clause? Okay.
Are you seconding?
That's an amendment.
An amendment to
only
an amendment.
After
what's the word for that?
Amendment to the motion. Well, the motion's on the floor, and there's been discussion informally. So we have you're actually amending your own motion, and I'm just adding it on.
Okay.
So you're just expanding upon the motion. Does the seconder agree with that? Only after an official notice has been sent.
Anybody? I'll second it again. Sure.
It didn't change it enough that you would say I'm withdrawing my support on it. Okay. Does anyone wish to make further comments? We know that we're not going to.
I do have a question. Who maintains the farm?
I think that's what they might be working on right now. They're trying to do a business meeting either today or tomorrow.
Okay.
They think they're trying to do it.
They're doing something with the roof.
They're doing something with the roof this week. They got the metal in, and they didn't get the metal up, but they know what they have to do.
Dad, do you want to speak to the ownership?
The what?
The farm. Well, the Glencroft farm.
That's the topic of another meeting. Out of order.
Sorry, no.
No, it's good.
To clarify the ownership for everybody around that. The question was who maintains the farm?
Oh, well, it's called Glencroft Farm, and it's with all of the, then it's with all of the RDB people.
Is the Perkins who are maintaining it right now? For the most part?
I think Wallace. In effect.
Okay, so Eleanor and Hugh and Perkins. And Sue as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we really do have to have them sign off on being there.
We have to get an invitation.
Because I can't speak for them.
No, you can't speak for them all.
And they're not here at the table right now.
Okay.
I don't think it would be an issue. It's probably a question more of timing.
Yeah.
But
always a question of timing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, we'll respect that a lot, of course, yeah. I suspect we might get a pretty good welcome though too. Yeah.
The only thing would be inclement weather. So if we did it in July, there's a
indoors.
The porch isn't too bad, but
how much should we pay for rent here?
Denise? 110?
It's 105.
105.
Oh, that's really good. Well, you need to stipulate about what you said for your fee. So, I was at in Michigan last Saturday. One person gave $20. Nobody else gave anything. She bought all the meat and everything, and nobody paid a penny. I said, that's ridiculous.
Yes, it should be stipulated before.
Somebody sitting at the door taking in the money and giving you your
right away.
Somebody on your invitation, it should say a charge of $10-$15.
Yeah, it did.
It did.
And
I
saw that.
No, a lot of people did. Yeah, no, a lot of people did. And we just put into this fund here. But no, you got to be right there signing up and say you have to sign this book, and we'll give you a little receipt, and you're going to be part of the draw, and then people say
you might win something.
And so you don't have $100-something in that jar.
No, but we don't have an issue with it either, Denise. Mm-hmm. Denise is cool with it.
I haven't put anything in because I didn't see the jar up there, but I knew the last time we donated
money because we
haven't signed the book of that yet.
Good. Yeah, we'll put it all in the cemetery restoration and upkeep project. That's good. I mean, that's for the pioneers. No, Denise and me.
He wouldn't take it.
I wouldn't take it after Denise and me.
Oh,
he put it in there for the cemetery. That's what I said too. So there.
Well, we don't feel put out by that, and the people were coming for it as individuals offering. So that's good. We'll put that more formal in Hardball next time. And
yes, it should be on invitation.
We'll put officially. Yeah, we'll officially put somebody at the desk. Somebody at the desk who's good at delineating the money. Yeah, good at grabbing the money. Forceful and friendly and informative and telling them that you're part of the Eleanor branch. Hey, yeah. And that way we can afford a piper next time, or a...
So, I mean, if we do end up going to the farm, there'd be no charge, unless it would be a good idea to make a donation to the maintenance of the farm.
Yeah, have someone
come in and cut the grass.
Not just so much a family, which it might be covered all, but it would be a portion of it anyway.
Yeah.
For family.
For family, yeah.
If they don't
want
to take it, then they could do it if they like. Yeah, they could do it if they like.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's only when there's nobody else. I've checked into that with ours, because we've got 12 people going to church. And I'm always drumming up money for our cemetery, because we have a lovely cemetery, and the Davidsons are buried there.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Wileys, I should say, so. But the first generation is there.
Okay, so the seconder of the motion still...
has left the
room. Has left. Give him 1 second to come back.
Okay. Well, when you left the room, I suggested we all hide so that when you come back, there'll be nobody there. But nobody
okay.
would.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody took me up on that.
Right, right. Take you up on the. We could have. Yeah.
Is there any discussion about going to Adelaide or anything like that? I think it's.
We had that the last time. Jamie and Denise were the only people that came. And worked like dogs, and we decided that, like, I'm the only one that's, I can't do it.
No.
And there's nobody, and we decided that we would have it at Coburg every 3 years. Arnold Harris made the motion, and you've done that, and I've come.
Mm.
But I don't think you need to send anybody invitations anymore, except Marjorie Heinbach is the only person other than myself that would be here.
Yeah.
And that time here is a sister.
No.
Yep. So we can all go as individuals and
yes.
pay our respects
yes.
and
Anna
Jean
I'll
show us
touch,
the local.
I'll be in touch with the Elmer, Mary Ann crowd. Like we've changed emails and Christmas cards. And
okay, that's good. So we can call the question. Any further debate on that? No. John, we're going to call a question. I think he's got nothing. Maybe he's on the cell phone. No more debate on that, John. So we'll call the question. All those in favor of the motion that at least every two... Well, let me read it. At least every 2 seconds, if not every year, that we would hold the... reunion, and only after an official notice has been sent. That's by Barbara and seconded by John.
After an official invitation to hold it at the farm. Otherwise, yeah.
Oh, okay. Was it specifically with the farm?
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
If not, we'll be back here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe book a smaller room.
At least every second, if not every year. And if at the farm, only after an official notice has been sent.
Invitation.
Yeah. Invitation. Yep.
We don't really want to tell them we're coming. We want to get them to ask us.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. This is not a notice, isn't it? This isn't a tax notice, yeah. It's supposed to be fun. Yeah, and the bottom line, everything's supposed to be fun here. Yeah. So that's the motion. Everyone and all those in favor? Why not? And all those opposed and abstentions? Thank you. The motion is passed. Those are opposed. Yeah, right. I think that's great. Okay.
That's their fault for missing the meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then last order of event.
We'll go and drink all their alcohol and eat all their food.
Soccer players are going with 1 minute of applause, but we could take 1 minute of in memory of the those who passed. We've got Robert Apple Bob McChesney in August 2007, the 10th of August. Richard Jordan, 26th of April 2008. He died. And the twins, Glenna Lorraine Conkey Robinson, 10th of February 2008. And the other twin, Glenn Lawrence Conkey, 6th of October 2005. Robert Earl Diamond, 5th of October 2006. Kathleen Ann Conkey Mofremba, 15th of April 2009. Gladys Mayor Wilson Brock, 23rd of October 2007. Charles Robert Creasy, 10th of January 2006. Mary Ethel Arrington Schiller, 30th of December 2007. Betty Marie Arrington Epskamp, 9th of January 2008. Ross George Davidson, 3rd of August 2007. Dorothy Nicola Davidson, 2nd of March 2009. Elizabeth Eleanor Davidson Perkins, 6th of October 2006. A moment of silence.
There's Ella's sister.
Okay. Yes, of course. Yeah. Ella's sister.
Yeah. Ella, sister. Yeah. Lorna.
Lorna Mary.
Lorna Mary Harris. Harris.
I'm not sure of the date, though.
I'm not sure either.
Yes, yes.
What month was it?
December.
Oh, that's right.
2 years ago.
Well,
2007.
Again, let's take a moment. No other names? That was quite a few. Thank you. And we honor them and remember them. And
could I make a motion?
They join us today. Yes.
Can I make a motion that those names be included in the minutes so that people can update their green book? They're in order of their name in the green book, not in order of their death.
Well,
so you can put them in. And they're under Eleanor. And yes, just Eleanor. I don't know when to get up.
That's the Eleanor line. Awful when you see the month of October too. Certain months are
yes.
Strikes you. Some times of year that others are in December. Okay, so your motion that we would put it in a minute.
The list of people we honored in your memory be attached to the minutes so that people can update their greens. Well, what year it was? Davidson book, because they're in order.
Okay.
Of their name, not their death.
Okay, that's the motion that John, is someone stretching to second
motion?
Second motion. Okay, thanks, Suzanne. And any discussion on that? It sounds perfect. Yeah,
but you have to die to be on the list.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
Let me know after.
After we die? Yeah. So when we die, go see Anna Jane.
Or haunt her every day. Yeah.
No,
so
every
I think
day.
That's
just tell her that we passed on, this is when and where, what we were doing at
yeah.
the time. And
no, you don't have to do all that.
Oh, no, just show up.
Okay.
Yeah, you catch up.
Any any discussion on that? All those in favor? And all those opposed? Unopposed? Abstentions? No. Okay, that's fast. Thank you. And any new business? Invite everyone to go up to the cemetery and pay the respects to the Davidson line that's up there. And thank you again, everybody. And it's been very cool. Appreciate it. Call the meeting adjourned. Thank you. Oh, yeah, Anna Jean. Yeah. This is huge. Sorry.
Yes.
Anna Jean has
I'm sorry there aren't more people, but I've got a really wonderful surprise for the Davidson family.
The winning lottery number?
For Percy Davidson's family.
Okay.
I'll get Denise.
Oh, Denise. Take this a little. Right now.
That's not his old blanket or anything. That's not you.
It's a green blanket.
No, I'm asking you.
Mm-hmm. You have the pen? I'll put her name down there.
That looks like a towel. Yeah. Oh, is that the pen?
No, there you are.
Yeah.
No, you got a pen?
I
was just
going
to put her name there.
Yeah.
I don't have people to pay attention.
You are, but you're so slow at unwrapping it. You must be awful at Christmas.
Oh my
God.
Yeah.
Oh!
All right.
stolen from the farm when somebody came in and took the antique furniture.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So this is a copy of it. It's identical. The frame and everything.
Good anyway.
That's beautiful.
Wow. Why does Mike so sorry that there aren't more people here? Isn't she beautiful?
I've seen that picture.
She is beautiful.
It was given to me to bring down to give to the family, so I don't know if they want to hang it in the house.
No.
Mary Ann Wiley Davidson. This was in her sister's home, who was my ancestor, Rebecca Wiley Wilson. And it shows a great love when this frame cost $7.90.
Oh my God.
This is from the 1880s, you know.
Mm-hmm. $7.90.
You've seen that picture? Oh,
a lot of money. And
you've seen that picture, right?
And Loftus Wilson is Rebecca's, well, there was Samuel, and she married Samuel Wilson, and they had Rebecca. No, they didn't. Rebecca and Samuel had, think this out. They had Samuel Wilson, who married Violet Wiley, and they had Loftus Davidson Wilson, who he and his wife Margaret came down to the farm for their honeymoon through, and it was in their house. They had no children, so Margaret's nephew inherited everything, and they've run the farm, and this picture was there. So I've been working with Roger Benedict on this, and he's given me his old pictures that I've got in the book that's coming up. And a week ago Sunday, when I went to take the pictures, Jack, he came to the door and he said, nothing. I said, who's that? He said, I don't know, I hope you know. And I said, I'm not sure, but I think I know. And I have a terrible email, no, a terrible copy of a small photograph of this, and her skirt was the same way, her hands crossed and this at the back, but it was black and white. And I understand the one at the farm was black and white, because I remember seeing it in the dining room there.
Yeah.
So it's this is
funny,
the...
It wasn't as... The sort of thing, but not as good.
And in Percy's note, he says that some elderly lady told him sometime that his grandmother was the most beautiful bride she had ever seen with her peaches and cream complexion. So that's my surprise.
Wow.
Now the next thing, where did it go?
But you just asked
to the
that.
Farm.
We'll need an invitation to hang.
Yeah.
But Anna Jean, just fast, Denise was outside in the hallway, and when she came in, she recognized that picture. But she missed your first part where you're saying the picture was stolen. So that
this isn't the one that was stolen. This was in my great grandmother's house.
Mm. But you recognize that picture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Marion. Is that beautiful?
Yeah, but it's different.
Yeah.
Well, I want to take a picture of it before it goes, because
so
I haven't got a photograph of it. So who's got the greatest photograph?
Like
after all that theft that went on,
yeah.
This is you recognize that picture as the twin of it.
That was stolen?
It's the twin of the one that was stolen.
So,
hey?
Remember the farm that broke?
Yeah.
Pictures of it. That's the twin of that same photo.
Lean forward so you're not in the picture.
I don't want to be in the picture.
Well, they took all the antiques.
So this is kind of neat.
So things do come back.
In a way. Or improved. New and improved.
New and improved comes back.
Yeah,
it's like three dimensions. I'm going to take that for fun. Put it back on the farm. The other one was stolen.
Yeah. Bless where Denise is someone walking in recognizes that picture.
You have to almost take it out. You have to close with the curtains over
no,
there.
No, he's getting a good shot at them.
No,
just
it's
light
lights
light
that's reflecting.
Are the switches for the lights right there?
Yeah, try
yeah.
them off. There you go, the light's safe. See if it looks better now, because it's reflecting all the fluorescent lights out of the spot.
Turn your flash off, John. No, there is no flash.
Oh, that's better.
You're in video, eh?
That's better.
Yeah, okay, I'll get the one.
I forget my camera. and that, that you sent Roger a letter of thanks.
Yes.
This side all of you third grade.
That's pretty neat, eh?
$7.
That's pretty neat. We got the, we're lucky to get that back. Who would have thought?
All the steel reflections from those lights there. Or maybe they're the front lights.
How about in the kitchen where it is quite dark?
And where the light is coming from. It must be this way.
Oh, yeah, maybe so.
Oh, here's the light up here.
There.
Nope. No, the reflection's still there.
They made curved glass.
Close the door. Close
the
door.
On the end of the table here.
Yeah, take it down there, John.
Let's pitch black.
Hmm.
Down by the... Where they took the group photo.
Yeah. So here's a place you can hang it on the wall.
Isn't that amazing?
That just shows the love between the two sisters.
Yeah.
And somebody had to spawn on the train and take it.
Maybe that's what they told them.
I do.
Are you
upset,
sir?
Yes, I do. I have a sister. I have any brothers.
Well, what about over here?
Make up for it. That's where I can learn. I'm going to be able to. You're shocked. I have no brothers. It was a shock having two brothers.
Yeah.
Different kind of bickering.
Oh, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. I hope they're suffering, whoever did it.
Yeah, they deserve to suffer.
Yeah.
Was that Dawn when the first
one? No, that was from that woman's sister's had at her house out in Western Ontario.
It's not the original.
It's not the one that was in the farm. It's a crop. It's a different one.
Yeah.
Maybe they did two of each and then they exchanged. I don't know.
Lucky to get it.
Yeah.
That's
right.
It certainly looks.
Yeah.
You wonder, you know, people
fake and
stuff. Why they want a picture like that? Unless it was
the frame. The frame was
worth
it. So was the glass in the frame.
Yeah, the frame.
And the glass, beveled glass like that is very hard to come by.
But
very expensive.
They'd get money for that.
They don't care about who the picture is. It's the glass in the frame.
We have one of Reggie's dad when he was young, and it's in an oval.
Yes.
Frame, but it's got tore a little bit. I don't want to, I should dig it in and see if they can just cut it down smaller.
No,
make it
or repair it.
Yeah.
They can repair things really well now.
Or even repair it.
There he is, you know, the whole
really
down. Frame's really thin.
Yeah.
The kids get a big kick out of it when they look at it.
So just those names.
Oh, and
then
there was light, I'm telling
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Felt better.
His name is Roger, R-O-D-G-E-R.
R-O-D-G-E-R.
Benedict, B-E-N-E-D-I-C-T.
Okay.
Kerwood, K-E-R-W-O-O-D.
K-E-R.
Route 3. N-O-M 2-B-O.
Okay. Good.
That's wonderful. They had no children, and I did the chapter on Rebecca, and I ended it with a picture of their three kids that his grandchildren live there, and they're all there smiling, and so happy children are now living on
and
the Wilson farm.
Isn't that nice? Yeah.
So where do we store that?
The farm?
Well, yeah, the farm.
Well, it'll have to go, like, it's to the...
Yeah.
It's to the Davidson family.
Oh, God.
So there's no squabbling, it can go to the farm.
Well, they have to do something. I don't know if that's a good frame or not, but they'll have to do something. Maybe copy the picture, put another frame or something to, or put it in the, I don't know what to do.
I feel like a frame is in.
Perfect. Yeah, I know the burglar or the other one probably.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's probably why
frame.
They want.
Yeah,
said, why did they bother taking a picture?
Yeah, they discard that whoever's in the photo.
Yeah.
Tell them there's a hex on it.
Yeah.
Whoever steals it, their limbs will all fall off.
But you know, they do say that if they go into your place and they steal your stuff, like even yours or mine that has electrical or electronic stuff, they know you're going to buy new to replace it, so they go back again.
Go back?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've read that in the paper.
Yeah.
And because
then catch them.
No, they don't. I don't know that they don't catch it.
I know, they don't.
There's no one in the farm at all.
They're lucky they didn't burn it down.
So anybody can go in there and steal anything they want.
Yeah.
Does anybody else want cake?
That's not a good thought, even.
I know.
No, I've got lots and lots.
I'll have some cake. Is that good? That, oh, yes.
It's got lemon filling.
So where'd you find the dishes? Where'd you find the dishes? Inside there? You didn't go buy them?
No, I didn't buy them. They were here.
Okay.
Good.
So you're stealing them?
No, we're borrowing them. We'll bring them back when we're finished.
Next year.
In 2 years.
For 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanting to know.
Laura Bowman's listening in here.
Laura,
Women's Auxiliary.
You're borrowing them, right, Laura?
I guess that's what you're doing.
So, thanks again. I don't know what we're going to do with all the, anyone wants shamrocks? There's some for the having. Clean that.
Well,
I don't
know. Few shamrocks there.
Where are they from? The plants?
The little ones are from Denise and me. But the big one, Anna Jean brought in from Strathroy.
She carried, oh yeah, she came
on the train.
Cars.
Oh, came by car, that's true. Yeah, and it's a beauty, yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, then.
So it's not,
it's not like she can't take it home.
But you're going back on the train, so you can't really take it back.
I've got shamrocks already.
Unless you're coming back with me in my car.
Okay, that's good, yeah, yeah.
But yeah. It's pretty full, so it's...
He's saying yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, you can
He's happily saying yes. He'll sit on
we
someone's lap.
We didn't figure out how we're getting, yeah, we didn't figure out how we're getting back again. Actually, it's pretty cool. We got half price, too. The guy says you get half price.
On the train, yeah.
On the train, yeah.
It's because
given the my age, well, someone's age on the there's
well, it's via everybody's via. Getting tickets for half price now because they were on strike for those 3 or 4 days.
Yeah. So the shamrocks are kind of neat, yeah.
Yeah.
But the big one, yeah, I don't know who wants that. Can, so it should be part of a draw, or who has the greatest need? Yeah. I don't.
Or want?
Or want?
Yeah, she might want to take them home with her.
Mm. Yeah. Well, it's a tradition that she always brings. Shamrocks up, so, yeah. I wonder if she's got, yeah.
A lot of wet, damp soil in there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful
it's
one.
It's in that pot.
She watered it.
It's just grown in Canada.
And you have
that by home.
Thank you.
It's grown in Canada,
anybody
yeah.
Else?
Do you want some cake?
No.
Do
no.
Cake? Ella, do you want a piece of cake? You can have it after your dinner tonight. I just want to tell you. You can
anybody
have
else?
That could be your dinner tonight.
Well, thanks.
Looks like it's got a Boston cream filling
yeah.
in there, right?
Yeah,
it's got a lemon filling.
You know what,
it'll be what till Tuesday.
Oh,
just
oh, thanks.
Yeah.
More greenness. Thank
oh,
you.
Cool.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, I got a bigger pots.
Is it drinkable?
Edible.
Oh, it's oh, isn't that sweet? It's hockey.
Well, Gordie Howe, that's my generation, then.
Yeah, I know.
I hope Denise didn't get one of those.
The hockey thing? She'll get a John Belleville.
She'll be a little bit, will she?
Actually, I've seen the John Belleville painting. It's
oh, you got a book as well. Very
yeah,
nice.
Oh, a Chaplin book. That's the other family side there. On the
Davidson.
Yeah, my mom's Chaplin. That's cool, eh? Have you seen that one, done? Then it's Shackleton. I haven't read it.
Shackleton that was...
Yeah, the...
You're kidding.
Explorer.
And
the
Shackleton, that Shackleton
yeah.
North?
Yeah. The whole...
yeah, the old
The
Shackleton.
Whole thing rowing around,
the
getting
that,
back
to... The one what's his name played in that film? What was his name? He's in Kenneth...
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah. Oh,
he's
awesome.
Braun?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For his age, I mean...
Oh, look at the... Yeah, this is a... Yeah, the photographer was an amazing guy on
yeah.
that big expedition.
Oh
these
God.
Were the first color photos they...
I'm sorry, I'm looking at your book.
Oh, no, it's great. It's a... I've seen some of the photos on the web. To see them there, that great resolution. This guy dived inside the sinking boat to get the negatives out because he knew they wouldn't. They were on big pieces of glass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He said, "Captain, my captain, I got to get in there and get those negatives." He said, "Yeah, absolutely.
That's
you
gorgeous.
Got to save those negatives."
That's beautiful.
What the heck is this?
What a great.
Did you want to see it,
Jen? Oh, bike rides through Quebec. Oh God.
They had a nice thing in the Toronto Star the other day about bike rides.
Well, yeah, it's, they mount all mountain you.
All downhill?
No, it was
ooh,
a trick.
Yeah, they've got the profiles, yeah. It's like Tour de France, some of that's uphill.
Yeah, Quebec's not a flat province.
Wow.
Is there
no.
any problem? Oh, yeah, Saskatchewan.
Well, they're all described. Yeah, Saskatchewan.
And some of Manitoba.
And some of Manitoba. where they grow all the wheat.
Ormond.
Saskatchewan.
And then Manitoba.
Hey, it's all in French.
Is it really?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
Are you bilingual? Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes. Well, that's you know what's hilarious? As a civil servant, they're always saying, oh, tu parles un très bon français, félicitations. But I've got such a heavy accent, they think I'm practicing, and they're encouraging me. You know, they say, oh, the guy's doing pretty good for his first week or second week on language. There, he doesn't give up. it's hilarious. My accent's just hilarious. So I know it's they mean well, but it's a real insult.
Insult, of
course. Oh, yeah, I've done so poorly. Well, I understand a lot of it. Actually, you know what's interesting? 25 years later, I can understand some of these songs. I don't know if the recordings have gotten better and they've gotten rid of the scratchiness, but yeah, that's kind of interesting. I can understand it a bit more.
Well, memories there.
Yeah. Well, I think we got a lot of photos this time, eh? Didn't get many photos last time. That's something to show.
Nobody brings cameras.
Yeah.
But you
I don't like
stage.
It.
Anymore. I used to bring my camera everywhere I went. Now I don't even know where it is.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got tons and tons of photos. And who cares about them after you're gone, really? Unless they're family photos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, this is one.
Does anyone do the formal
west.
Photos anymore, too?
No.
No way. That was kind of neat, eh? Everyone all dressed up in the formal photo. Yeah.
In the family group?
Yeah. Well, we did it today.
Back
Norrell's a funny guy, eh?
Who?
Norrell, eh? The photographer?
Oh,
big
yeah.
voice.
Yes.
He's pretty hilarious.
Should be a good picture.
Yeah.
Obama.
Obama. Say Obama. He's got that accent.
We didn't have to spell it.
No.
Barack.
Obama. Everybody will have their mouth either open or...
I know.
They must be related.
They all look alike.
Yeah.
Oh. One photograph, you don't know what he did. No, I
did. And he's doing bus tours now, eh?
Running is he really?
Yeah, he's got tourists on buses, I guess.
To where?
Well, just various parts of the state. Just goes around a little bit. If I can just see him. Did all the trains things for years, and now.
He'd be great at it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I'd be good at that.
He'd be good at working a crowd.
Yeah. We got an old time circus going on in Ottawa right now. It's seems I can't be 100% sure. I thought I saw someone look like they might be part of a trapeze troupe. They probably got tightrope. They've got the
Do
big
they have
marquee.
Animals?
No. I think it's more like the strong man and tightrope and there's a merry-go-round and a Ferris wheel.
And a heishi.
Probably, yeah. What is that?
Yeah.
No one tried to Oh, yeah, it might be something like that. Eh?
Oh, I need you a lot.
Thank you.
I don't really need any more flowers.
But it looks nice sitting in your house.
I have a red one in that.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, the red
one. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Let them dry down. They like drying down.
Oh, they look like this, and you give it a drink, and
it's
right back up there.
But if you give them too much, they don't like
it. They drown.
They get insulted, yeah.
Well, I have too many flowers to start with.
I have outside flowers. I don't have any household plants anymore.
Yeah?
They either drown them or that they die of thirst.
Which plants?
House plants.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them. Yeah.
He's got 3D equipment. They want to know what you want done with this nice
the big
camera.
One.
Are you
going
to have one with you on your
hey,
car?
Great, I'm super.
Or would you like it?
Or who are they for?
Me.
Okay.
Huh? I got to get Denise.
There you go.
I got Gordie Howe, Big John.
Yeah.
I got Gordie Howe. He's the man. Well, I used to talk about him all the time.
I know.
He had the pulse rate of it was down at 42, eh? Flying pulse rate, and we said, wow.
What?
Yeah.
42?
He was really good pulse rate, yeah. That was something you sort of said, wow. Because he was tremendously fit. Yeah.
He was still playing in the NHL when he was
He still is fit, isn't he?
You know what? Yeah. I mean,
his wife,
probably
did
doing
his
better
wife
than
die? Mm-hmm.
You're right on that, yeah.
Okay.
I got a hockey buff in my office there. He's like the, well, he retired recently, so he'll really dedicate himself to that.
Cake.
Yeah, have a piece of cake.
Not a big piece. Yeah.
Go for it, Wes.
You have the whole corner.
Well,
so that's it.
Thank you very much. So
he hasn't closed the meeting yet.
Well, okay, so I adjourn the meeting. Thank you very much, and catch you in a year or two.
Yeah. Depending.
Yep. Or depending, yeah.
Let's hope it's at the Davidson Farm. It means a lot to go to Davidson Farm.
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yay. Give yourself a plug. Yeah, I get Denise and get a little gift there.
Little gift for you, Denise.
Denise, there's a little gift for you. What's this, John?
So when you tell your kids not to open the bag, there's something with your teeth. Don't use your teeth.